A Delaware family that fled Ukraine in February when the Russian bombardment began is now living in Warsaw. One member returned to the Kyiv area in July and reconnected with WHYY's Chris Barish to talk about her heartening and heartbreaking visit.
Tatiana Palatko pulled over on a Warsaw road to take a call and provide an update on her family's odyssey, now in its eighth month, amid a new wave of bombardment by the Russians. Her husband, Attenray Elaine, was in WHYY's Wilmington office and made the call.
Hello? Sorry, are you there?
Yeah, I'm already in the move. You guys are ready?
The connection with Palatko wasn't the greatest, but her account was riveting. The Ukraine native's nearly three-week visit to the Kyiv area initially filled her with euphoria. Diners filled cafes, workers streamed in and out of offices, the voices of kids on summer break filled the air with laughter.
Felt like just things were great, right? The blooming, blossoming city, people smiling, eating ice cream, just beautiful.
Then midnight came. Palatko worked on her computer, doing her job for the Teen Sharp education nonprofit she and her husband run in Delaware, New Jersey, and Philadelphia. Suddenly, an air raid siren pierced the silence.
That was very, very terrifying. My entire neighborhood was pitch black, you know, curfew at 11 o'clock. All those street lights are off. First and foremost, being in the house, like all those like visceral feelings of fear that we've experienced in the first few days just all came back. Like I was just like having so much terror in my soul. It felt like the missile was going to fly in my house. And I was just wondering, is anybody else around?
She called her husband to help calm down. He was with their three young children in their Warsaw apartment. That pattern continued. Blissful days, frightening nights. And each time, she struggled to figure out one thing.
What my actions should be since my house does not have a bunker.
She went to Kyiv to collect belongings from their home before the lease expires and to update travel documents. On the journey there of a few hundred miles, she witnessed scenes of destruction and reconstruction.
You could see the country being rebuilt right in front of your eyes. You were passing by a little store that was destroyed, and all around it there was lots of rubble that was gathered in these piles. You could see just evidence of all the attacks, and the store owner was like carefully hanging up new letters that would be the name of his store.
The signs of Ukrainian strength and creativity filled her with pride.
You could see the anti-tank gear on the roads everywhere. In different places, Ukrainians painted it blue and gold, just kind of making it part of the scenery, right? The new normal. We are continuing to live despite these circumstances.
Her visit came at a time when Ukraine was perceived as beginning to turn the tide against the invaders. Now, 3 months later, aerial attacks are intensifying, and Putin has declared martial law in four provinces Russian forces occupy. Palatko and her family are now safe in Poland, the kids in school and taking tennis and swimming lessons, but tears are her constant companion.
I cry a lot when I'm proud. I cry a lot when the brain cannot understand what is happening and just the destruction that Russian folk are bringing. What is particularly frustrating is uncertainty about when it ends.
That means Palatko's hopes to return home to a country where peace reigns seems less likely to happen anytime soon. From the Delaware desk, Chris Barish, WHYY News.